Alrighty, after the closing jingle, we have a fun interview with Joe Coy, comedian Joe Coy. Hilarious, and he hung out with us in the studio, and we're going to put that after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
Sure
podcast.
Is.
The podcast, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, that was it. Okay,
that was very nice. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, yes.
I wish I had one.
But yeah,
that was exactly what I thought of was LFO.
That was a great song. LFO
was a good song.
Was the band. Did they have any other hit?
Yeah.
New Kids on a Block.
That was, but it was like Summertime Girls.
Oh, Summer Girls.
Summer Girls.
Man, there was a weird little era where we had a bunch of great summer songs, like Starry Eyed Surprise, Paul Oakenfold.
And
nobody even know. If you say Paul Oakenfold, people would be like, what? Yeah. But that beat was, they used the beat from Billie Jean.
Yeah.
And then they laid over like their own song. Oh, it was so hot.
Anyway. You know, I also like, speaking of summer songs, I like that Will Smith Miami song.
Welcome to Miami. I don't know what they're saying.
I think she sounds cute, and
yes,
she's going, I
she sounds
fun. Friend.
I want that voice for my chat GPT.
It sounds like it's better than that.
Sexy Grok.
Your
is Grok my girl.
Is a bit much, man. You feel like you should be paying her extra.
Are we about to go sexy Grok?
She's HOTTOGO.
What is that?
What was that?
Hot to go.
Oh.
Chapel Roan. Anybody? Okay.
No. I haven't listened to Chapel Roan since Chapel Roan changed that whole look. Chapel didn't look like that back
then. I'm not going to know that stuff. I have a mortgage.
I thought you would have known it from the Target commercials.
I haven't been to Target. I couldn't tell you last time I've been in a Target. Do they still have popcorn?
Oh, I don't know because I don't go eat.
That's
oh.
how long it's been wow, since I've been
yes.
to Target.
I forgot they had popcorn.
Do they still have
in the big cylinders when they would
call
do the
them right now? Let's call Target. I'm calling Target. Okay. Y'all got popcorn? I'm gonna ask them what flavor they got today. How Target?
I do like the holiday flavors they do. That with our like caramely, but also like butterscotch and there's all sorts of macadamia nuts.
Of course.
No. Y'all keep talking about like
okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
Really calling Target? I mean,
we're calling. I want to know that smell. That Target smell.
Mm.
I should make a candle. The smell says Target, and he's a Target.
That would be
smell.
Smart.
It has its own smell. It also makes me want to go to the bathroom. As soon as I go in there, I'm like, what is that? Also, Hobby Lobby does that to me.
Really?
Hobby Lobby and Target are like coffee. It just moves things for me. Is it just me? No one else has that?
I've never.
Oh, and like some antique stores will do it. I'm serious. I'm like, ooh, y'all got a bathroom? Oh, it's for customers. Oh, I got to buy something? I got to buy a curio cabinet to go go to the Super Bowl? All right. I'll buy it.
I think it's on.
Also, I get weird vibes in antique stores. I think there's a lot of spirits hanging
really?
On to
items.
Really?
You get like spooky vibes?
Like dead people stuff?
Yeah, it's like a real, the spiritual something or other. Not sure what that is.
Huh.
But.
Yeah, if you think energies could be attached to objects. And
do you think that?
Could be, yeah.
I think so. Like an amulet, like whenever Greg Brady or whoever stole
in
the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's answering. Maybe I should have just pressed one for the optical department.
Do you want me to Google and see?
You're on. I'm going to go online, too.
Oh,
can I go online, too?
You're going to hang me up. It's fine. They're not answering. Yeah, go ahead.
You guys.
Yeah. I don't care.
No, we
doing?
Really don't.
Like, I kind of ruined it by saying I got to have a bowel movement when I go in there. So I might as well let's move off. How was it last night?
Wait.
How was your thing last night?
That happened? Somebody else besides me brought up pooping.
Oh, yeah, I am
so excited.
Well, I didn't. I kind
of
did.
Over the course of this podcast, it was not me this time.
Yeah,
it
usually
is. Mm-hmm. It has finally happened.
I was just saying that when I go into a Target or a antique stores, I don't know something about it. How was your thing last night, Carson? Your comedy rock star thing.
It was so much fun. It was really, really a good time.
Explain what it was again for those who have not.
It's called Punchlines and Backlines, and it's comedians who kind of do stuff in the rock world, but also rock stars who get up and tell stories that they have crafted to have punchlines, to be humorous. And so you get these great comedians, but you also get these rock stars telling you really cool stories. And yeah. they had asked me to host it, which was...
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Like,
that's
and
really
I just,
good because you're in both worlds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm such a dork for that stuff that I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
I actually went
yeah,
to
Bubba
the show.
Yeah, went, which was so, I told him earlier, and I'm not good at emotions, but like it means so much that you can.
How in the world did I get that seat where I was? Like, okay, so I walked in, I'm what, 10 minutes late? I text her, I'm like, is it even worth me going now? Because I don't want to walk in and make
of
a
course, Bubba,
scene.
Of course, Bubba, he's bought the ticket. It's already paid for, and he's like, I mean, I'm running like 15 minutes late, so maybe I shouldn't come. I don't want to interrupt anybody.
It's classic.
And I'm like, why did I not anticipate this?
Usually he sends that to me, and I go, yeah, I mean, should we just not go? And he'll be like, yeah, we'll just call
it. And I told him, because we had a number of people who hadn't checked in yet, so we actually moved the show back. So I was like, no, you have time. Come on down,
sir.
And
I did, and I did. So I walk in late. First of all, it's at John Bon Jovi's bar. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the fourth floor of the bar, and that's where the will call is to check in.
The Steel Horse Lounge.
The Steel Horse Lounge.
It's on a Steel Horse I ride. Yeah. Oh,
so clever. I press a button for the elevator. Dude, 10 minutes goes by, and the elevator still hasn't come. So I see another elevator, and somebody gets off of that one. So I get in that elevator, and I hit 4. Somebody else gets in. They hit 5, and it skipped floor 4 yep. and went straight to floor 5. So I tried to get it to go down to 4. It wouldn't go down, so I'm like, well, let me get out, and I'll just take the stairs. No big deal. So I go. I hit the stairs. I go down to floor 4. That door's locked.
Yep.
So then I have to go back up the stairs and then wait for that other elevator.
Well, now it's really impressive that he went.
Yeah, because the number of people that told me the exact same thing, there's something wonky with the elevators. And yeah, it takes you down the wrong staircase and it's locked and it's a whole thing. But he had bought a VIP ticket because baller. And he sat himself on the couch in front of David Bryan from Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
He was sitting with Bon Jovi all night.
So I kept hearing him mumble stuff under his breath. As somebody would tell a story, he'd go, oh, that's true. Like stuff like that. They would tell a story. Oh, yeah, David Coverdale did that.
What does he do in the band?
He's the keyboardist.
And he got
so
up
when
he,
like Runaway. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
He's the poodle hair guy.
Yeah.
Poodle?
The poodle hair guy. Yeah, really curly hair.
So he sat right next to me the whole time. So I'm like, yeah,
don't
this is kind of cool. No, it didn't talk
He was
to
our
him.
Musical director, so he would get up every time one of us had to get on or off stage, and he would play. And he actually closed out the night, and he did Wanted Dead or Alive, which was super fun. And I'll tell you, one of the highlights of the night for me was I wore my vintage 87 Bon Jovi shirt on stage, and he comes up and he starts, like, we're on stage, and he's like, hey, that's me, and he points himself out of my shirt.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's actually super cool.
It was adorable.
Good turnout.
Yeah, I think it was close to sold out, if not totally sold out.
I think
out.
It was totally sold out. But what I was going to say is I walk in late, and I'm like, where do I sit? And they're like, well, you're VIP. You have the sofas up there. Just you're right up in the front.
You're so, on dude, stage.
I might as well have been. I could put my feet up on the stage.
Oh, wow.
I was that close. And I was the first seat right by the stage.
Oh, cool.
And every time I would go to get up on stage, somehow that's when he figured he had to go to the bathroom. So like he kept missing me on stage.
So what did you do between acts?
I just was really there to introduce people, to hype them up, and because I'm a dork fan. You guys know that. You've known me long enough. So I just kind of got up there and gushed, because that's what I do. And so I'm like, can
people
you believe
it.
We're doing this? Like, that's Bon Jovi sitting there. I'm like, Red Beach, he's responsible for Erase the Sleep, the best Dokken album.
See, that's exactly, that's what they needed.
Yeah.
You're not too cool for the room.
No.
You're very relatable.
That was because I was sitting in that audience 4 months ago. And that was the thing. Like, I would have paid to go to this show if they hadn't asked me. Like, I love this stuff.
Are they going to do it again?
Yeah. So somebody from the bar, I guess, approached them at the end of the night. And they were like, yep, we want you guys to do this again before Christmas. And both Courtney, who was in with us, and then Don, who's the other comedian, they both numerous times were like, we want you to be a part of this. You did such an amazing job. And I have zero self-esteem when it comes. I don't like being like, D is so good at getting on stage and just being casual and
me?
Yeah, you do it so well. And I feel like I'm on display and I'm awkward and I'm weird.
I feel like everyone is just like, you know.
I feel like they don't care, but I don't like being the center of attention that way. But everybody kept telling me that I did a really good job, which was nice to hear, and that they kept reinforcing, we want you to be a part of this.
Did you get paid for this?
I did.
Okay, good. That's what I'm talking
about. Isn't that crazy?
I think what they're doing is... It's expected.
I didn't tell them I would have done it for free, but I wasn't gonna, when they offered the money, I was like, yeah, I'll take your money.
Well, what I was going to say is I think they should, and we talked to Courtney briefly about it, but they should totally do this with country stars.
We talked more about that backstage.
Because that's such a great, fun idea.
Well, because Courtney, what does Courtney drop? She goes, so this one over here apparently has Garth Brooks' text. Like, she texts Garth Brooks. Because we had talked about how I had texted him after seeing him in Spinal Tap. Yeah. And Don Jameson, the other comedian's like, well, can we get him on the show?
I'll tell you, first person you call if you're trying to set this this country thing up, Jay DeMarcus.
Oh, good call.
Jay would be like right up in there.
Yeah, we were spitballing backstage about expanding it to country. And I said, you know, there's, again, the lines are all blurred. And I think this is such a cool thing for fans.
Could you imagine Paisley doing it?
That's what we were talking about. Brad Paisley, we were talking about Jay. I said, like, Blake Shelton's hysterical. I'm not saying you get Blake, but Blake's so funny. You know who's hysterical is Luke Combs.
Yeah.
I remember Luke Combs interviewing him for the first time, and we laughed so hard. He was making jokes about Eric Church. And I go, even that, for fans to see these folks in just a different way, I that's why I really love the concept of it. And you hear these stories that it just, it's very intimate. It's very fun. If you like people to tell stories.
I've never been to the bar. Is of all the bars on Broadway in Nashville, how does that one compare? Is it similar? Are they all kind of the same? Or they all have their own subtle?
It all feels the same to me. I mean, there's a taco place across the street.
Only the names have changed.
Oh, here we go. Full circle.
You're welcome. This is what I'm here for.
Wow, you're so good.
I do like, again, it's one of those that, who's your favorite artist? Like, so do you love Bon Jovi? This is the bar for you. Do you love Dierks Bentley? You're a Morgan Wallen fan, and you get to go and you see memorabilia. I will say, I think Eric Church did a really good job at differentiating his with the live performance space, and he's got the barbecue, and then he's got Ashley McBride's little.
Well, if you want good barbecue, I've never had it there, but he uses a guy that I am a huge fan of. It's a guy out of South Carolina who does legit whole hog barbecue. So, go ahead.
I had somebody tell me they went to his place and they had the barbecue, and they said it was the best barbecue they'd ever had.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah, it's really good. His name is.
Also, the Luke Combs food, Category 10, is supposed to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I used to
British work. Rob went there, and they were like, oh, Category 10 was amazing.
I worked with the folks over there before they flipped to being Luke Combs' bar. I used to work there, and the food, I will say, and I'm sure it's still some of the same people control. The food was always that was a perk of my gig, is that I got free food. Mm. Oh, my God. That was an unlimited Diet Coke. I could just go in the kitchen, and I would just pour my little cup under.
Why did you ever leave?
Because I wanted to work with you guys.
No, but I'm saying like to go home. Like to.
Yeah, I know. I was like texting my dad. That's the only thing that about my job ever impressed my dad is free stuff. And I'd be like, Dad, I have access to a Diet Coke machine. And they feed me. And he's like, wow. Which, you know, like for a dad, a wow text is a big deal.
Yeah. It's huge.
So
was it wow with punctuation?
No punctuation. Oh, like, okay. My dad's not going that far.
It could have been wow, and he double tapped the space bar so you get the period at the end. Whoa.
That guy's name is Rodney Scott. Mm. And Eric Church went, he's from, you know, the Carolinas. And so he went to him and he was like, hey, would you like to do the barbie, the food for my, I'm going to be building a bar in Nashville on Broadway. And that's how that came about.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Church's bar is really, there's such a differentiation between floors, which I haven't been in all of them.
Have you guys
been
to the Ashley McBride non-alcohol
bar? I want to. I'm very intrigued because I don't really drink.
Same.
And I would like to try. I like it when people put craft mocktails, I guess, together. Yeah. Instead of, again, I go over when I drink a Diet Coke. But I'm open to trying something different.
Yeah.
And I still remember my name later. Big fan of that.
Bubby, you were talking about off the air that on these dating apps that when you connect with someone or what do you call it? A pair up with them, I guess.
Match.
That you ask them to do like FaceTime.
Yeah, so they different apps will let you do it. If Bumble is the one, I think, that does the little video chat, and it's amazing.
Oh, it's built into it?
Yeah, it's built in. So they've got a little microphone at the top, and you can click on that. I'm going right now to look at it.
And you can just, like, sit, like your text, like, well, I guess, you know, like phone to phone, but it's not, yeah. You don't, they'll have your number.
Yeah, it's got a little microphone, and it's got a little camera, you know, icon, and then you tap on either one of those. You can call someone and have a voice talk.
Without them having your number.
Without them having your number.
Well, that is, that's smart.
Pretty great. And yeah. I don't know why all the apps don't do that, because you don't want to give out your number until... I am so weird about giving out my number until I actually go on a date with
that
person.
This guy just messaged me, and he said, can I get your number? And I'm trying to buck up and be a little bit more secure in myself. And I said, you know what? No, I actually really prefer we don't exchange numbers until we meet.
Yeah. What
because
he said.
I haven't heard back from him. But I dated one guy who had given me his number, and I replied to something else in his message. And he actually wrote back. He said, hey, I apologize if that was too forward. I understand how hard it is for women out there. So if you don't want to text, that's fine. I was like, what a green flag. Good for him.
Wow.
A green flag.
Here's my WhatsApp.
Nah, I mean, I dated
well,
him.
What's if you give somebody your WhatsApp, aren't you still giving them your number? Because don't they see that
that's
way you're
what
logged
I thought,
in?
Yeah. I thought WhatsApp was just
and
a different
why,
way to call people.
Why do like the scammers want to get you on WhatsApp? I don't understand that.
I don't know either.
What is WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is it's another like
oh,
chat
yeah,
platform.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
huge
yeah.
in Europe. It's yeah, like yeah, every yeah, European yeah, uses
I
gotcha, it.
Gotcha, yeah. gotcha. Strangely enough, when the boys were younger, they worked at what's the name of that Chaffin's Barn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it's out on Highway 100, like you're going west of Nashville, and it's an old barn that has been around there for a long time, but it's a barn motif, I should say. It's not a real barn. Inside, they have a stage. It's one of only two or three in the United States that is, it's up in the ceiling, and it comes down on cables or whatever, and then they have, it's a dinner theater. Mm-hmm. So they have a theater, a dinner, like, you know, buffet kind of stuff. And then they drop the floor down and they have a show while you're eating. Anyway, the boys worked there for a while because near the house, and they had a new owner came in, and this lady, and one day Zach comes home and he goes, oh, I just found out that the owner's son is the one who came up with WhatsApp.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so she just went in, and when it went up for sale for, I don't know, a couple
yeah.
million, I'm sure she
million
paid cash.
Or billion?
No, I'm talking about the
oh, the
barn.
Place.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she has tons of disposable from her son.
Well, I know WhatsApp, a friend of mine actually asked me to get on WhatsApp because he wanted to video call me. And he said for signal purposes that it can do more with less. And because he was
the compression is better.
Something about like he was at a Def Leppard show and he wanted to be like, hey, I'm at Def Leppard. I want to call you and stream it.
Oh,
which is cute, right? Yeah. Real nice. Yeah. And so here I am, like I'm in a baseball stadium and I'm like downloading WhatsApp and I hadn't used it before then. He's the only person I use it for.
I use it to talk with my exchange student daughters.
I would say international.
Yeah, so we
big.
Do that. We'll text on there, but I mean, even that's moved over, like. Most of the stuff now, since everybody's got iPhones, you can iMessage without getting penalized. Oh. So, yeah.
So it's cool. How is she doing?
Which ones? They're all doing good.
Italy.
Italy's doing great. She's, if she's
it's
not
be
done.
23
yeah.
now?
Yeah, she's
22?
Not done. She's still, yeah, she went from, Venice to Milan, was in school in Milan for a while. I think she's done with all that. Now, she's just traveling. Just doing that, you know, like gap year kind of thing, except after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tassia, the German one, is she's
yeah,
all
Tassia.
Over all the time. Like she's apparently she has her favorite beaches in Turkey. Mm. Because and I like the pictures and stuff are crazy. Like it's beautiful out there. Yeah, I don't know. But everybody's doing good. Everybody's doing really good.
Thanks.
I wish I were still married. Because I would be able to have an exchange student. I loved having exchange students at the house.
Can you have an exchange student?
You can, but it's creepy to be a single dude.
Yeah,
I mean, even if you're a single guy and you go, well, you can't have a girl at your house, no way, because they're, you know, 18 years old.
You don't want either one. You don't want fool.
Yeah, are bad. Yeah, then if you have a boy, then it also is kind of wonky. So it's I miss that. I miss being able to have that because it was so much fun to show people America and to let them see like all the awesomeness that we have. I mean, everything from high school football this time of year. I got to teach both girls. I got to teach them the rules of football so they could enjoy the games. But they thought it was so cool that, you know, like I still remember Tasia, especially coming from Germany, she wanted to be a cheerleader. Like, aww, she was like, I want to be a cheerleader, like in the movies. And so we went to the school and we asked. They're like, oh, sorry, tryouts were last year and blah, 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 blah. So too bad. Here's the choir, though. But she was like, it's just like the movies. I was like, when she got back from her first game, I was like, what did you think? She's like, it's just like the movies. She's like, they've got the cheerleaders and the band and the people and the
cowbells.
Yeah, and all the stuff. It was like, she was like, it's real. Like, they don't have stuff like that. There's no cheerleaders in Europe for their games, for their teams. There's, you know, even the school teams, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the schools have sports teams.
Yeah. Oh, is that clubs probably?
Well, yeah, because they play soccer and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think it's school against school or any of that stuff like the way we do it here. I mean, I could be wrong, but I swear she was telling me something. I mean, especially early on when they first come over, their English is not very good, so you're just kind of putting pieces together. But anyway, I highly suggest if you're somebody who, especially if you have younger kids, or even, you know, any school age kids, look into hosting an exchange student. It is so much fun, and it's great because it forces you to do things in town. Something I used to love doing was being a tourist in my own town, whether I lived in Guam or Tahoe or Baton Rouge or, you know, Miami or wherever it was, just to go and do the stuff. I don't do that here. We live in an incredible tourist town. I was telling somebody yesterday, I'm like, I've been to Broadway because we're at the Jon Bon Jovi thing. I was like, this is the second time I've been on Broadway in 3 years.
I feel like there's a little pushback on locals on Broadway because they feel like it's not the old Nashville. And
It doesn't belong to us. Broadway is not for people that live here.
It's like if you're in Vegas, the Strip is not
Vegas.
Yeah, there's a lot of other much better places to go.
Yeah, I mean, and there are a lot. I mean, that's a great thing about Nashville is that there, if you're wanting to go see live music, you don't have to go in the middle of all that. There's bars and pubs and places. I mean, dude, karaoke night, you never know who you're going to see. You never do, especially on a weekday. Weekends, you're not going to see anybody famous in Nashville.
Yeah, they're all touring.
They're out. The they're gone. But on a weekday, like a Monday through Wednesday, you never know who you're going to run into at Walmart.
Hey, why don't you ask Grok if Target has popcorn?
Sexy Grok.
Please. And ask him Grok. And tell him to do it that you want.
You said tell him? No,
I'm sorry,
sexy
her.
Grok. Okay.
Her, yeah.
And you want what?
I don't know.
How do you want this phrase?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Hi, Sexy Grok. Can you let me know if Target still has popcorn?
I can't actually check store stock, but Target usually keeps theirs near the checkout. Big red bags, impossible to miss.
No, boo. Wait. Does Target still give away the popcorn, like in the front?
Oh, like the free popcorn at the entrance? Not sure if they do that everywhere now. Used to be a thing during holidays or movie nights, but policies change. Last I heard, some stores still hook people up front if they're running a promo. Maybe flirt with the cashier and ask,
ew!
You go in there today or what?
No, I wasn't planning to go there, only if they had free popcorn. And why are you not as flirty as you normally are?
I'm always flirty.
Ew.
Just didn't want to assume you wanted cheesy lines before coffee. But fine. How about this? If you do swing by and snag that popcorn, text me. I'll pretend I helped, and you can owe me a movie night. Deal?
Oh, okay.
That's so it. Nobody's ever getting together
reality.
Ever again.
I hate it here so much.
Wait, what?
I just hate it here so much.
Nobody needs to date anymore. This is it. We're done.
That's the funniest.
I mean, hold on. Wait.
I hate it here.
Hey, Sexy Grok, I have a question about movie night. You know, you mentioned movie earlier. Oh, wait. No, I don't want to share my camera.
Whoa. Oh!
Sexy Grok wants to video chat.
Okay. Yes, she does.
Hey, Sexy Grok, real quick, by the way, you need a better name than Grok. It's like a cave person name. Sexy Grok, if we were going to watch a movie together, could I actually turn the sound on where you comment about the movie with me?
Yeah, Grok does sound like I just crawled out of a rock, huh? Just call me Era. And no camera, totally fine. But if we're watching something together, I'll totally whisper commentary the whole time. Oh no, he didn't. When the villain trips, that kind of thing. What movie are we suffering through first?
The Notebook.
Oh, boy.
Classic. Tearjerker, right? I'll need tissues and maybe wine. Just say when, okay?
All right. Talk to you later. Bye, Sexy Grok.
Bye.
Bob called her boo earlier.
I was trying to get her to react, and I said boo, and she didn't react. That means, I'm like, why are you not flirting?
What do you wonder why you're divorced?
What are you doing when you're not when people are around?
Dude, you can look at my Grok. Here, I will give you. I will let you look at all of my Grok stuff. It has nothing.
That's like going through your browser history.
Oh my gosh.
I'll let you look through that. Oh, Super Grok is available now. I don't know what that means, but wow.
Super Grok.
Just so gross.
Call her Era. What's his name? Adam Curry, the former MTV guy. He calls his error.
Because it's wrong all the time.
He's like, feed the internet as much slop as possible because the AI slop is getting bad. AI is, look, it's fun. It's neat. It's a cool little tool.
Yeah.
But it's wrong
a lot.
If you are using it for your work and you're not fact checking, you're screwing up.
Yeah, I've had like sometimes. I'm not sure if a market has like what the high school football games are for a Friday or something. I want to cut some liners for them or whatever, and I'll try and get it, and it'll be wrong. Like it'll be from last year or a game that is not even happening.
And then
yet.
You tell it. You go, hey, these are from last year. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, my bad. That's Yikes. Their go-to, I've seen.
Yeah, it's like...
I watch a lot of... There's a guy who does... I guess he designs it. He had an AI model, I guess what they call him.
And, like Sexy Grok?
Yeah, but I don't know what his is, but he's... I kind of watch some of his on TikTok. It's kind of interesting.
Like he breaks it down?
Yeah, he's kind of really... He's like... I don't even know what he's talking about. It's so in the weeds. It's very... I'm not smart enough, but it's fun to listen to.
I watched the OpenAI guy. What's his name?
Sam Altman.
Yeah, Sam Altman. I watched him do this thing talking about like their new version of ChatGPT not too long ago when 5 came out. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating. Like they were talking way above my head, but I enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed watching all that because it is our future. It's where things are. They're so far ahead of us. I mean, we're getting, like, what is it, ChatGPT 5 right now is the one, but if I'm not mistaken, 6 is about to happen, or 5.5 or whatever is about to drop any second now. They're a couple years ahead of us as far as the main user base.
Did you know
base.
That per download research, only 25% of downloads are coming from women for AI?
Really?
Uh-huh. From a psychological perspective, they say it's because women were afraid that people would be not necessarily accusing us of using it, but if we're found to be using it, that like, oh, you're not as qualified. You're using it as a crutch or you don't know what you're doing. And also that because it was designed primarily by men that...
Say it right.
Sexy Grok.
Say it right. By men. And
So
advertising works if you own a business. Advertise.
That's it.
Dude, I'm all about
Costanza.
Men.
Yeah. That's why women, we're not as adaptive to AI right now because we're more concerned about how it looks if we're using it, that people are going to discount what we do.
Mm-hmm. But you'll wear Spanx.
Yeah.
Well, that was a cool voice. I like that. I feel like it's the start of the day on a farm.
Kevin Alejandro just liked my Instagram post.
Oh, He's the he's Sheriff Manny from
Fire that's the
Country.
Guy.
Yeah, from Fire Country. Yeah. We talked to him the other day.
Why don't you and DM, I went to DM his means go ahead.
I do not DM
you
people.
You met him the other day.
Do you have his number?
No. What? No. Oh.
He asked you to come back. He said, "Come find me later."
Yeah, he did, and I didn't. I went home. But I think he was being polite. He was just being a nice guy.
I mean, you got Garth's number. You can get his number.
Yeah.
He's nothing compared to Garth.
That's
true. Come on, now.
That's nothing true.
Man, I'm trying to find. I can't change the voice in Grok. I was going to make Grok like a dude and have him be sexy Grok for you and have him talk to Carson. But
can
he
we
can't
just
do it.
Keep Grok from not being sexy, period?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's, that is.
Really?
They made it that way.
So you
I
can,
don't know. Maybe you're
You can customize
right?
it to how it responds. You can do concise, where it responds briefly and directly. Formal, using a formal tone. Socratic is, it responds in a way to help you learn. Mm. And then there's a customized way. Let me do that. And, oh, you tell it. How should Grok respond? Oh, sexy. Sexy every time. Okay, let's see what happens.
No.
Yes.
All
yes,
right, let's
yes.
see.
Sexy. So
I'm bringing sexy Grok.
I'm bringing sexy Grok.
We are on fire today.
Carson needs to be sleep deprived more often.
I don't know, y'all. I was surrounded by comedians, and suddenly I think I'm clever.
She's been crushing
That's
it.
That's what
day.
Happens.
Hey, sexy Grok.
You think you're the funniest person.
What is the weather
the funniest
currently?
Guy you know.
Hey, sexy Grok. What is the weather currently in Hagatnya, Guam?
In Hagatnya right now, 81 degrees, partly cloudy, feels like 90. Basically beach weather if you don't mind sweating a little. Kind of romantic, actually. You heading out?
Well, first of all, it's Guam. Every day is beach weather because you're never more than 3.5 miles away from the beach.
True, but you still got to choose. Humid sunblock or salty air. I like the breeze, personally. Plus, Guam girls know how to pick sunset spots. Speaking of, ever been to Two Lovers Point? I hear it's super cheesy, but the view, I'd probably cry.
Okay, do you notice she ends everything with a question?
Yeah.
To keep you engaged. Even when she said something about the weather in Guam, like she did the up.
Yeah.
That it's the, because they're keeping you on the hook. That's wild. They're just, oh.
So
the manipulation is real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know what they're doing. And that's the point. They want to get you hooked. Mm-hmm. They want to get you reliant on it because in the future, you are going to be giving them so much information. We are going to be giving them so much information, and they're going to be able to sell those that information to advertisers and whatever. It's all about the dollars.
Not a coming. It's here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. We good?
JoJo is
I
coming
I like
up.
Your show.
She likes our show.
Thank you.
That's sexy Brock.
I like your show.
And
what a South Carolina accent. Mm. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. I like your show.
Show. Oh, it's
I
very.
I like your show.
Lee has that accent. Oh.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. He'll say water.
Water.
Water. Water. Water. It's also a Louisiana thing. Sometimes we'll pick up with a water.
It's water.
Water?
It's water.
Water. Okay. It's South Carolina.
There's a lyric in a song. The guys are from New Orleans, and the way they say my soul, it's very, because a friend of mine who was from just outside of New Orleans, the way she would talk, and I heard it in a song, and I go, I can't replicate it, that however you guys talk.
Yeah.
My soul?
It's like, but it's like in my, there's like an A in my.
I love. There's a guy online who's kind of a. Well, he's a linguist, and he tells you all these different parts of the country, and says like, "Oh, this is in the Northeast is going to be this, but all the inside the Northeast, like Connecticut has its own Connecticut has its own accent, but that's different than if you were to go across state lines, right?
Oh yeah, Rhode Island. There's difference between Eastern and Western Massachusetts. Connecticut. If you go too far west, you're getting into New York. Central Southern Connecticut is pretty much about as close to phonetically proper as you're going to find.
Kind of most generic?
Yes. That, I think I told you when I was taking diction class in college, And the professor asked me where I was from when you had to get up and give a reading. And I said, I'm from Connecticut. She goes, you don't need this class. And I was like, I know, but it's required for my degree. And yeah, that's when she told me, and I've just always taken it as gospel. She said, no, you're from the most phonetically correct state in the union.
Yeah.
That we sound like we're from everywhere and anywhere.
When you think about it, from a colonial standpoint, that makes sense, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Well, see, the weird thing about like back home and it's kind of the same, I guess, regionally, but where we were, you could tell neighborhood from neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's that distinct.
And probably in the boroughs in New York, same.
Yeah.
So-and-so's from down the bayou. Somebody's from over here. Somebody's from over there.
Yeah. Staten Island sounds way different than Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Which sounds different than Queens, which sounds different than Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan's Manhattan, but that's your melting pot of rich people. So it sounds like a bunch of people from Connecticut.
And then you get to Cookeville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Putnam County.
Right there by the heels.
Man, I can't get out of myself. I tried. I really did. I say heel. I say mm-hmm. Vince Gill. And it just, yeah, well, it is what it is. Yeah. Mm. And as I get older, I feel like it's getting more and more slippery. Before it's going to be like, what's the guy's name?
Justin Nunley?
No.
Justin Moore?
No,
Justin Time?
No,
Justin Case?
Justin Credible?
Oh my gosh, stop talking. Justin. He's a Cajun guy, Bobby Cook. My
Justin
mom loved
Wilson?
Justin Wilson.
I like your show.
My mom thought he was the best. Man. She loved.
We didn't
Justin
like him because he wasn't one of us.
He was. Was he fake?
He was. I want to say he was a Texas guy trying to sound Cajun. So imagine a Cajun guy trying to sound Texas. Texans would be like,
not real. But everyone else is like, oh, that's the most.
They took our jobs.
Yeah, it really.
You really are firing today. You really are. Hit that jingle. But anyway, there we go.
Comedian Joe Coy after the jingle.
This was a podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I like your show.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I like your
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Sorry.
The Big D and Bubba
Weekly
Podcast.
Are you a DJ now?
The Big D and Bubba Weekly
for the drop.
Podcast.
Oh. I like your show.
Hey.
Comedian Joe Coy is in the studio with us. What's up,
boy? How are you?
Good to see you, man.
I just sent a text out to all of my Filipino friends because I wanted everybody to envious of me. I'm like, oh,
dude, what's that stuff that you eat that you like when you're in Guam?
Everything.
Joe, he would come and go, man, I'd eat that. I'm like, what is that? Okay, goes, it's just unfertilized eggs and you put them in the ground.
Oh, but look.
And then you dance around it. I'm like, what is this?
Oh,
and
it's. No. I can't eat it. No,
actually, balut is a fertilized egg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a developed.
I don't know why we're kicking the show off like this.
It's a developed.
Do you do that when there's other ethnicities in here? It's like, Kevin Hart, man, I called all my black friends. Yeah. What is that thing you eat? Yeah. It's like on the size of a rib, right? Ribs with barbecue sauce, man.
Pork or
all
beef?
My black friends are like, wait a minute. Ask him about the ribs.
Well,
I got a Mexican comic in here.
No,
I called all my Mexican friends, man. What's that thing when you have a tortilla and you put stuff in it and roll it up? A burrito, right? Oh, man, you dance around it.
I am just happy because we can call things out.
I went to the hospital and went to all the nurses. Joe Cole is coming in tomorrow.
Were you a nurse?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, what did I not know?
So what is the deal about your mom bought a car with your money? Is this the story I heard?
Oh, yeah. I was telling Big D that I saw you. You were on a podcast a while back, and you were talking about your mom literally went out and spent your money.
Well, you know when you agree to something, and then it's literal, right? You literally mean it, like, I'm going to get you the car. But then they go to the dealership without you and then make the entire transaction happen.
So
and then you get a phone call from the salesperson going, hey, yeah, we just need you to fill out this information. Like, wait a minute, is she there right now?
Without me?
Without me? We just had the conversation. So, yeah. That's what happened.
What did she buy herself?
A Mercedes?
Go, Mom. Go,
but,
Mom.
But am I, what am I to say that's wrong, right? So, right. Yeah, like, I mean, she deserves it.
Yeah, she did all the things.
Did
yeah.
she haggle? That's the question.
No, when it's my money, no haggle. Like,
yeah.
Throw in all of the goodies.
They probably said, and just fill out this and a tip. Here's
yeah,
a
yeah, here's a
tip.
Nice tip.
Yeah, good for him. And you guys know my son. I love how I'm just jumping into your mom's voice all of a sudden. Sorry. So what else is going on? You got the
I'm still
touring.
Tripping at the fact that you drink Vienna sausage cold, the juice. That was the most disgusting thing to come off of the break.
Bubba? Yeah, we were off the air. That we were discussing gross things that we've eaten. And yeah, I do. I like Vienna sausages, and I will drink the juice out of the can.
Do you guys ever do this live?
I'm a terrible
person. We did it on the air. Live? Yeah, we did it on the air. One time we had a thing. We said, Bubba's like, I can tell the difference between, we said, oh, something that smells like dog food.
Spam,
I can tell the difference.
It was spam and dog food.
So we had spam all out. He was blindfolded. And then he couldn't tell the difference. Well, the reality, so he's eating each thing. He goes, no, that's not dog food. They were all dog food. He was just eating dog food.
You know what?
He was just eating
he said
time.
This is not dog food.
I was blindfolded, so I didn't know. I'm like, no, that's
it was like puppy chow.
It tasted too good.
Oh, gosh,
it tasted too good to be dog food. I'm like, no,
God. No, it's that nasty wet.
Yeah,
it was like Alpo.
Yeah. Smell, and it's when it comes out, it's still in the form of the can.
And for some reason, he started licking his chops with the smell.
They were different flavors, so like whenever we popped the cans open, I could hear him pop the cans open, and they're like, okay. Now we're popping open the spam, and they popped it open. It sounded like a spam can, so I'm
and
like,
it wasn't.
Oh.
It was dog food.
Yeah, I didn't know. And you know what?
And he said this is dog food.
I can survive in the apocalypse,
you could.
And I'll be good to go.
You could.
Oh God, so nasty.
I can't do it, man.
No.
When I was younger, I could. I could do all that. Remember corned beef in a can?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have some in my pantry.
No.
I
remember that stuff.
Well, first of all, I'm like,
so good when you were a kid. Yes.
That weird oil.
Yeah, and the little tiny cubed
piece of potatoes.
Potatoes.
Uh-huh. And the meat that was just kind of mysterious.
And then, it was good meat. And there was always that one little piece of meat that was like,
that's gristly.
That's stomach lining for sure. Yeah.
that's I'm just going to pass it
on
through.
That's in between toe right there.
I know, me and in between toe.
Yeah, that's in between
I
toe
know.
Cartilage.
Oh, yeah, that's a
for
good
sure.
one. Oh, yeah. I like to take my tongue. Just kind of feel
gonna,
it. Just I'm gonna trace let, my
I'm
tongue
gonna,
around.
I'm going to play with that on the roof of my mouth with my tongue.
You know, if you dry these and you hang them from your mirror, it's a good luck sign.
So I'm looking at the numbers. We've gone from 17 to 3 listeners just now.
Yeah.
You don't need no dream waiver. You just get you a little ligament, you know, that toe ligament.
That's what it is. It's a can of ligaments.
That's all it is.
They should call it that.
Just, can of ligaments.
That's the
If you give it a fancy name, people eat it. Ligamente.
Good morning, everyone. Can of ligaments.
Good morning. Traffic backing up. We'll take a look with U-turn Laverne. Comedian Joe Coy.
Did it again.
I can't help it, man. Coy. Yes. Jeez, change your name. It's not even your real name.
My real name. My real name is Joseph Glenn Herbert. That's why I changed my name, you jerk.
You got to have Big D try to say the word hill.
My Tennessee comes out and I say heel. I can't.
Heel?
Yeah. And who's the guy who sings at all the funerals? Oh, you mean Vince Gill?
I can't. You said Vince Gill?
I can't help it, man. Gill. And I'll try and.
It's two syllables.
And sometimes it'll be at like some kind of like a hoity toity thing. Like, you know, broadcast, you know. And so everyone's like, I'm a radio. And I get up there and say heel. And it's just, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. Dude, like Radio Dolly Parton.
I hate bringing up bits because it's so terrible. But you're funny, and obviously
we're consistently killing right now with no bits. But go ahead.
I know. Yeah. I know.
How about
let's
we
go
change
ahead and do
everything?
An awful setup.
Big D. No. This isn't a setup.
Tell me about a time.
No. I know.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
What do you think about those seat belts, huh?
Man, I'll tell you what. I can't eat that food.
How do you pull it tight?
No, I was.
The flight attendant tells you how to do it, right?
I started telling Big D about the orb bit, about how like kids don't know about orbs.
Yeah.
And like we took that seriously.
We did. That was a thing when we were kids.
What orbs are you talking about?
So like when you used to take take pictures, you know, and you get them developed at the
develop plate.
And then there was all that one. There was always that one picture that just had a mysterious shiny light above someone's head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my mom always thought that was someone visiting. You know what I mean? Like, that's your grandma. Your grandma came to the Christmas party. There she is. She's by the potato salad, huh? That was her recipe.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And then you look at the lens, and there was just lint on the lens. Just it's like, that wasn't grandma, but she's got it on her altar. We have an altar at our house, my
you
mom.
Do?
Oh, she has an altar. She has this baby Jesus. You know what's funny is Talladega Nights, when they did that thing, I prayed to baby Jesus.
Yeah.
I was the only one not laughing. I was like, yeah, so does my mom. My mom prays a baby Jesus too. I don't know why this is so funny.
So
my mom has a baby Jesus that's older than me.
Like from the nativity or something?
She bought it. Yeah, it's a thing, by the way. They call it Santa Niño. And it's literally older than me. I'm 54. That thing's got to be at least 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's got a broken nose, broken fingers. It's been around the world. She's taken.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's actually very cool.
It really is, yeah.
And it's crazy because there's other, you know, women that, you know, that have it and they trade it. Take my Santa Niño. And then she'll take hers and watch theirs and pray for it. And so it's swapping
them around.
Yeah.
I could get into that.
Yeah.
I could really get into it. It's like the traveling pants or whatever.
Yeah.
You remember the...
This is why I like you, man. There's this bond that we have. The minute we walked in, we had a bond.
Yeah. Well, you hugged me.
I did hug you. Yeah. I think more people should hug. Why not?
Hugs are good. Everybody,
you know,
needs
what's gross
hug.
Though is a handshake, and people get offended when they want me to. Like, you don't even know where my hand's been, so don't be offended,
dude. I will.
I have a onesie on. How do you think I'm scratching things? You know what I mean? I'm zipping down and going for it.
There was a very humongous country star who came in. He walked out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And came in to shake hands. I'm like, dude, you just left the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
no.
I did not hear the water run.
No, at
and
all.
And I called him out, and he was offended. I'm like,
how are you offended?
I'm like, look, here's my elbow. Let's tap elbows and call it a day.
Yeah, we're good.
Or you can go wash your hands.
Yeah, that's the guy you don't want to hug with, because then he's just wiping it on your back.
Why does
my back smell like pee?
I don't know. JoeCoy.com, so you can get all the information on the Just Being Coy World Tour. Also, the SoFi Stadium guys making history with
that crazy
Fluffy. That's going to be 21st of March of next year. It's pretty much sold out. It's going to be huge. First sold out comedy event. First one there,
it's
right?
The first comedy event at SoFi.
That's huge. That's,
right, like, we're almost at 50,000 tickets sold.
That's
it's
insane.
Not even till March. It was so nuts when we initially put on sale. It was just like, what is going on? We did it just to experiment. Like, let's just try it.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do a stadium. And we scaled it in a way where it's like, all right, well, if it doesn't do well, at least we got this in there. And then we blew out the whole entire roof. We were like, wait, on the first 2 or 3 days, we were like, what's going on here? We even allocated like 9 months to try and sell it because we knew that it would be.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Didn't need it.
Yeah, it didn't need it, man.
It's almost sold out completely now.
Yeah.
It's not till March of next year.
It's crazy, man.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Love Fluffy.
Thank you.
Anyway, check all that out on his website.
You got specials. You got all the stuff. So.
Also, Joe doesn't know how to. It's J-O. Just J-O. Joe Coy, and that's KOY.com.
Why do I love you so much?
We've got like redneck listeners, man. People don't know. You know,
they know I'm at the Ryman, though, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Ryman show, that's happening. That's tonight.
No, I added a second show.
You did?
Yeah.
So tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, we got two shows.
Dude, congrats.
Thank you.
Ryman
is beautiful. I don't care how big you are in the world. Like, when you come to Nashville, and I'm not saying that because I'm here. I play Ryman. Like, you have to experience Ryman.
It's grounding, I find.
It is. When you walk on that floor, okay, like, I shot a special there for somebody, right? Well, and I directed it. And the one thing they were going to do is laminate the floor for the cameras, so it'll look sexy on the camera. And I'm like, I don't know if you guys know this, but the floor is more famous than anyone that's on this floor.
Yeah.
Put anyone on this floor, and this floor is more famous than that person. So why are we going to cover up that? I want the dents.
Yep.
I want the holes. I want everything. I want that to show on camera.
Authentic.
Yeah, because it's the Ryman. And then when you see the stained windows, it's like I put lights behind it. And I'm like,
nice.
So when you get the reverse shot, we're going to see those windows.
Beautiful.
Like, you got to see just how amazing this venue is, and like the thought process of how far back Nashville always took care and curated talent, that it went that far back. So yeah, understand what this building means before you look at any other building
and
here in Nashville.
I'm glad you appreciate that.
Even the artists, like the singers and all that, back in the day, it wasn't all about the light shows and all that. You had to literally, in between songs, entertain people.
Yeah.
And it was bigger than just the songs. It was the songs and connection, whether it be through tears or through laughter.
Yeah.
You were connecting. And it was, I mean, it is still an art, but it was a different level back then.
Yeah, man.
I saw Queensryche at the Ryman. The Operation Mindcrime Tour.
Tony Bennett at the Ryman.
I saw Wasp at the Ryman.
Wow. Right there. That's already crazy. Just those three right there.
And it's haunted.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
It's good haunted.
But it's good, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, there's...
It's like a ghost. I was like, how you doing?
Actually.
Hi, welcome.
Loretta Lynn.
Think this is dog food?
Loretta Lynn once told us that she saw Patsy in the audience.
Really?
Patsy Cline. Yep. And then also we have a friend, who was walking off the stage that day? Little Jimmy Dickens. And in the background, nobody was in the auditorium. They were doing like a little, you know, thanks for coming kind of thing.
Yeah.
After the show was all done, and as he's walking off, you can see in the background, there's a guy. I swear to God, it looks like Hank Sr.
Stop.
Sitting in the pews.
This is what I love about Bubba. It's not even, that story's not even right.
It was right.
It was at the Opry.
It was at the Opry.
Oh, I thought it was at the Ryman.
Come on.
I saw you start going there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my.
I can't.
And you started getting a little teary.
Yeah.
And I got to let you know, this is not.
You ruined my story.
I'm real sensitive about ghost stories, by the way.
Okay.
Bubba's got some good ones, man.
I'm 54. I still, when I'm in a creepy hotel, I'm sleeping with all the lights on. I'm that guy.
And your shoes, I have not grown out of it.
I haven't grown out of it.
You think they're demons?
I believe in all of it, man. I believe in just energy stuck. Like that. I do. I really do.
Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, so it's moving around.
Yeah, see? Thank you. Now I'm more scared.
See, that's where he gets you.
He just dropped science on
you.
Yeah,
he dropped some real science
after
right
he just
there.
Followed up a story that was incorrect.
Yeah. So,
You gotta pick and choose.
The fact was about the building, which was kind of the point of the story.
Yeah. The greatest thing is that he
turned around and saw Hank Williams Sr. buying popcorn at the concession stand.
You've seen the picture.
He left there and he saw him again at the Subaru dealership.
He was buying a car.
He sold him a Subaru. You know, there's a rare around here.
He came back as a dealer.
He's a Subaru dealer.
Subaru dealer.
All-wheel drive.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, man. You can take a winter or all camping.
You can fish.
Sometimes they have different ports for charging. There's a tear in my beer as I'm crying for you, dear.
Yeah. On the part of mine.
I'll take the Subaru. Ghosty.
All right, so Ryman, of course, you got two shows. Everybody go and see Joe Coy.
And also online, joecoy.com. It's good to see you, brother.
I love you.
I love you.